Governor Mark Dayton has proposed the steepest payment cuts to Minnesota's nursing homes in history. The impact could be felt locally. According to Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center Administrator Kimber Ralstead, the size and scope of the cuts were not expected.
We really did not expect the governor to propose the significant cuts that he did, actually to the whole human service budget. And so that impacts not only the nursing homes, but also the hospitals.
Ralstead said the proposal would cut $87 million from care for the elderly, including nursing homes and assisted living facilities. According to the Aging Services of Minnesota, which represents nonprofit facilities, already 75 state nursing homes are operating at losses of 5% or more.
We're one of those. Yes, we are. What Governor Dayton's proposal is that it would cut the reimbursement by another 2% when we're already dealing with rates that are originally from 2002.
Ralstead said the cuts will reduce Medicaid payments as well as affect private payers. She said the state has a payment equalization rule that sets what the local care center can charge for services regardless where the payments come from. Payment varies and is similar to a sliding scale based on needs and services delivered, but it doesn't end there.
You know, one of the concerns also is that in addition to proposing cuts, they also proposed an increase to our tax or surcharge on our beds, our bed tax. For every bed that we have licensed, we pay a bed tax, bed surcharge, actually. Yeah, so I'll actually increase the bed tax and then decrease our rates. That doesn't seem very fair, does it?
According to Ralstead, it's too early to panic. The governor has his proposal, the legislature will have theirs, and the most that can be done while everyone waits to see what develops is to advocate for the services for the elderly and to keep the reductions at a reasonable level.
And it would have been fair if it would have been just a little bit more reasonable in what they were looking at. At this point, what the governor proposed, I don't think is necessarily reasonable.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.